Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I hope you've had a wonderful 2 weeks. I certainly have had a fantastic time in the last 2 weeks. Watch this movie. I feel pretty. Have you watched this movie yet? It's brand new on the Hollywood scene. It's called I Feel Pretty. It's got Amy Schumer in it. She's done a wonderful job. I read some of the reviews. Some of them are critical, of course, about how Amy does not really represent fat people because she is borderline chubby, that she's not ugly enough, not terrible enough for her to portray this person or this person who feels not so beautiful. Doesn't seem to get anything good happening for her in life, at least in the area of love and sex. And then one day she hits her head, rather badly, I must say, and wakes up thinking that she looks like the perfect ideal for a beautiful woman. That's I Feel Pretty for you. Some of the critical reviews, some of the comments that I've gone through is that Amy is this Hollywood's representation of a fat and ugly person because she's not that. And why does she have to keep falling down to hit her head for her to feel beautiful? And then she has to hit her head again for her to go back to who she used to be. The movie itself is about this person who does not feel pretty. She looks at all of these beautiful people and she wonders what it would be like to be just like them and to have men approach her and say, I find you fascinating. I want to get to know you. And she keeps looking at herself in the mirror, trying on different hairstyles, etc., which don't work for her. And she finds that she doesn't really look as good as she would like to. On the day that she hits her head in the gym, she starts to feel pretty again. And she feels like everything about her is just right. It's just perfect. And she is this wonderful, beautiful woman full of self-confidence. And with this self-confidence, she goes out to conquer the world. Actually, she does conquer the world and the attentions of a very big organization, the chiefs of a very big organization, and the extremely good-looking brother, I must say. She becomes really successful at whatever she does because she has this fantastic confidence going about her and she is rocking it. Of course, her friends think she's delusional. Everybody else thinks she's delusional. The people who are wondering how come she thinks she's so pretty, she enters this bikini contest, really rocks it. She does very well. She doesn't win, but she does very, very well. And everybody's got this look on their faces. What is this woman doing in a bikini contest when she's supposed to be chubby or fat? She simply rocks it because she comes out with this exuberance and this excitement, this enthusiasm, and she completely changes everybody's mind about what a beautiful person is. She does win in the end. She does. But before that, she has to hit her head again, come back to her senses. Look at herself in the mirror and voila, she's the same person that she always was. It's the same face, it's the same body. Then who was it that was winning everything out there? She finds out it's her inner self, it's her confidence. She thought that she was beautiful, and so she projected that at the world and had fantastic rewards come at her. Of course, she goes back to her real world, but with this new understanding that beauty is not completely on the outside and that a lot has to do with who you are inside. That's Amy for you in the movie I Feel Pretty. Don't look at what really happens. Don't look at the practicality of it, how many times she has to hit her head, where she has to wake up and things that happen to her. Before and after, is she really fat? Is she really thin? Is she beautiful? Is she not beautiful? You don't need to look at all of that, but just the theme, the moral of the story being that beauty lies inside you. And if you feel that you're beautiful and if you put it out there, then your inner beauty is what is going to shine. I feel that after a lot of really bad movies with a lot of fear and bloody themes, Amy Schumer's movie, I Feel Pretty, is quite refreshing. And it's something that anybody could learn something from and take away with them. And definitely go watch it. It's a fun movie. Keep your brain somewhere else. Go watch it and just feel good, beautiful, and confident again. Talking about beauty and being successful, climbing the ladder, money manifestation, love manifestation, about your inner beauty shining out and the whole world realizing how fantastic you are. How do you do that? You must have heard of affirmations. A lot of people talk of affirmations and how affirmations are a statement of who you are. The thing about affirmations is if you say aloud who you are, and if you declare it to the world, it becomes the truth. That's how affirmations are supposed to work. But how does it really work? What is the idea? What is it that happens when you make an affirmation? So this is what happens. Your energy and your consciousness is like a program that runs your body. And your consciousness has a certain awareness or focus in the world. And that's what consciousness does. Whatever it focuses on expands to create its reality. If you say something, okay, let's do it this way. Let's say XYZ Jane, fictitious Jane, does not think that she's beautiful. And she wants to feel beautiful because she heard somewhere that if you feel beautiful, then that's what's going to happen and that's what the world is going to reflect back at you. So here is fictitious Jane saying, I am beautiful. I am fantastic. I am sexual. I attract the attention of the most handsome men in the world. Now, if fictitious Jane actually feels good while she makes these affirmations, it means that the affirmations are working for her, will work for her, because her consciousness believes it to be true. But let's see if Jane thinks, saying aloud, I am beautiful, it doesn't seem to feel right to her. Because she looks at herself in the mirror with eyes that do not think that she is beautiful. I am beautiful may not work for her. She may feel this conflict inside her, this rejection of these wonderful words. She feels this rejection. And so now she thinks that this affirmation, I don't feel good. It's not doing anything for me. I wake up the next day. I don't feel beautiful and I don't look beautiful. So what Jane can do is this. This is how you can work with your affirmations. If you feel that the words, I am beautiful, do not work for you, then try this. Try a statement that's as close to I am beautiful, but does not conflict with your whole belief system because you don't really think you're beautiful at this time. Or Jane doesn't think she's beautiful. So she can try to say this. I think that I am beautiful. There you see. See the word, I think that I am beautiful. Now Jane might feel that she can allow this statement, I think that I'm beautiful, to work for her better. Because she's able to connect with the statement, I think that I am beautiful. Because her logical mind says to her, okay, I think I can permit you thinking that you're beautiful. Do you see what I'm saying? What happens is if she makes a statement, I think I am beautiful, she puts in a slight element of doubt. just the slightest bit of doubt. And it starts to work for her because she really doubts that she is beautiful. However, she is willing to permit that maybe she could think that she is beautiful. And this feels good for her. And this affirmation can now work for her instead of the affirmation, I am beautiful. She can even try this one. I think that I could be beautiful. I think that I am getting more and more beautiful day by day. I think that one day, someday, I might be beautiful. I think that someday, I might just be the person that I want to be. What's happening here is she is allowing the idea of being beautiful into her universe, into her mind, but she's not completely challenging herself into believing that she's beautiful because she just can't believe it. It's just like saying, I think that I would look good in a bikini, in this really hot red bikini. So a person who is a few pounds overweight may not think that she's really beautiful. She may not think that she looks good in a bikini because she stands in front of a mirror and she doesn't feel so beautiful. And she doesn't think that she looks good in the bikini. So if she says, wow, I look good in this bikini, it may not fit her mind and her mind might reject it. And if her mind rejects it and if her belief system rejects it, then this affirmation is not going to work for her all that well because she is now in direct conflict with her own affirmation. But if she goes into something like this, I think that if I work hard, I might be able to fit into this bikini or something like this. I think that if I work hard, I might be able to look good in this bikini some sunny day. There you go. That's an affirmation that fictitious Jane can work with because she knows that she's being practical. She's being logical. Her logical mind is not in conflict with this affirmation, making it null and void. Here's the thing. She knows that if she works hard, true, it's a possibility. Her logical mind accepts that. She might one day look good in this bikini. And that her logical mind is willing to accept. What happens is this affirmation now places Jane in a situation where she might really start to hit the gym and really start to work hard towards looking good in that bikini. And her whole energy system gets geared. Now her mind, her consciousness, her energy system thinks that if she works hard, she's going to look really good in that bikini someday. And this works for Jane. As this affirmation starts working for Jane, in a few days, whenever Jane feels comfortable, we're going at Jane's pace. Okay, we're not forcing our pace on Jane because Jane's mind may not be able to take it. In a few days' time, Jane might be able to say something like, you know, I think I really look better now. I think that I might be on my way to looking good in that bikini. Jane can now practice different affirmations that seem real to her. But the key here is it should feel real enough that your logical mind doesn't get into direct conflict with that. Because if it gets into a conflict, your consciousness, which is programmed to work on logic, is going to reject it. There's a big chance that it's going to reject it. But if you come up with an affirmation that is close to what your consciousness can accept, to what your sense of logic can accept, but at the same time, it has just a little bit of a, a little bit of an improvement towards where you want to go, having a little bit of the intention in it, a little bit of your dream in it, then your body, your mind, your consciousness, your energy can now work with this affirmation. And over the next few days and over the next few weeks, you can come up with an affirmation that is closer and closer to what you really want to see happen. We are going to get into money manifestation now, and we want to take a short break. Listen to some music. We're coming back. Stay put. Thank you.
Gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This much is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's all my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap. Was either in or out, now I'm going back, man. Got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm. Bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Well, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to barrels, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask them, they know who we are. Walk in the building, I own. You tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, talk about grown. Too busy jacking my swag. Get the fuck around, get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own. You ain't ripping my game, get your own click. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Go hard, go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. Don't hate, but that's no problem. So hey, fuck 'em, don't need nothing from 'em. So sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm being one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most don't see. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Work, 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 work.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer on the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. A lot of people work with the law of attraction, and the law of attraction teachings ask you to think positively about money and money manifestation. There are a lot of things that go into making money manifestation work for you. One of them is your belief system. And that is thinking that money is good for you. Money is not the root of all evil. We've spoken about it in previous shows where you feel that making money could actually spoil your life and not make it, but actually break it. Your belief system about money has to be solid, or at least work on it so that it starts to become solid. We were talking of affirmations before, and where money is concerned also, Let's say that you come up with an affirmation like this. This is an affirmation that we're going into. I am rich. And I believe that I am a multimillionaire or a billionaire and a billionaire. I am rich and I believe that I am a millionaire and a billionaire. Okay, that kind of sounds odd, but if you feel that when you say, I am rich now, I am extremely wealthy now, I am a millionaire now, I am a billionaire now, I am making tons of money. Money falls on me from the skies continuously. It rains down on me. It pours down on me. When you hear these statements, how do you feel? Do you feel that they're true? Does your mind say, no, 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 that's not true? Guess what? You've got these debts that you've got to repay. You have these credit card debts. You've got this. You've got the student loans. You're not making enough money. How are you going to meet all your expenses going forward? Your bank balance is ridiculously low and nobody's there to support you. Your job doesn't seem to want to give you that promotion. This other mind that you have, the tiny, tiny mind that we call the devil's mind, though we want to keep the devil out of the show because according to me, the devil is having fun, having a margarita somewhere. So I don't particularly invite him on the shows. I just leave him to have his fun. But the fact is, everybody has this little naughty mind that just wants to introduce reality back again. And this mind is there to protect you so that you don't spend too much, so that you don't drive off the road in some wild chase, a bunch of handsome guys. You know, if that would be fantastic. But this other mind of yours, the practical mind, the fearful mind, it's supposed to keep you on track so that you don't do something really, really foolish, like go to a casino and gamble all your money away and the next 10 years of earnings. However, this practical mind can also interfere when you're working on money manifestation. And so when you say an affirmation like, I am rich now, I am fantastically rich now, I am stinking rich. Money falls out of my pockets all the time. I have so much money that this whole world is flooded by dollar signs because they all come from me. So all of these statements may not seem true to you. In even in affirmations for money, you can say something like this. I may not be completely as rich as I want to, but I am getting there. I may not be a billionaire yet, but I'm certainly working on it, and I'm sure one day I'm going to do that. I'm going to achieve that status. I may not have a six-bedroom house, but I do have this wonderful home, this beautiful apartment that reflects my taste in decor and completely represents who I am. And it is a stepping stone to where I want to be, in this fantastic six-bedroom house or mansion. So your affirmations for money can also be somewhat watered down or reflect a little bit of reality and logic so that your energy field does not completely go into conflict with it. Because trust me, if your energy field does not believe what you're saying, if your logical mind doesn't believe what you're saying, all your affirmations may not work as good as they're supposed to work. And that's the problem that a lot of people have with affirmations. It's like, I've been affirming I am beautiful and I am rich, fantastically rich, and I've got all these gorgeous guys running after me. I've been affirming that for the last few months and nothing's happened. It's because lack can happen in any subject matter. Lack in money, lack in boyfriends, lack in girlfriends, lack in beauty. But everybody is beautiful in their own way, but still people feel lack, correct? And all of this lack is not going to allow you to believe something that's so preposterous, that's so out of the world and doesn't even belong on this planet, it should be in Mars, or it should be in Jupiter or some other planet that we newly discovered or whatever. If your mind doesn't believe it, and if it goes into direct conflict, it's going to throw that affirmation right out into the oceans. And your affirmation is going to be wasted. And that's the problem that people have, and they don't understand this. You want to find an affirmation that's as close to your reality. Basically, your mind does not throw it out and reject it. And then you work on the affirmation in a few days. In a few days, you make it more and more into what your mind is willing to accept. So now let's say a few days later, you come up with something like, I think I'm doing good now. I think my money energy is solid now. I think it's getting better day by day. I can really feel the difference. Oh, wow, I'm getting there. I'm finally getting there. And you can even rev up your excitement with that. It's like, oh, I feel it. I feel it. I know it. Yes, yes, I think it's coming true now. Your excitement there is going to put energy into that affirmation. And now your whole body, your mind, your soul, your energy, everything, I'm just throwing everything into it along with the kitchen sink. Everything's going to believe this affirmation. And you're like, I know it. I know it. I am rich. I know I'm getting there. This is going to happen. I'm sure this is going to happen for me. I just know it. Blah, 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 blah. And you're out there and you're really working hard and the money starts to pour on you because your affirmation and your energy are now aligned to each other. And you've put power behind your affirmation. Your affirmation now belongs to you. This is the key. Any affirmation that you make has to seem as close to what your mind can accept with a little bit of a room, like a foot of room, so that you can expand into that affirmation. And you have to start owning your affirmations. If you don't own them, and if they're just like a bunch of words, if they're just a bunch of words that don't make sense to you, your affirmation has a hard time working for you. And this is how you work with it. And where money manifestation is concerned, you can certainly use these affirmations. And your belly, the part of your belly can tell you that, see, there's a difference between the region of your belly and the head. Your head can feel good about things sometimes because it's got all of this pleasure senses, right? Your eyes, your ears. For example, you look at this gorgeous guy and you're like, oh my God, look at him. Oh, let me get my hands on him. He's so cute. So that's your head. It's feeling all this pleasure. Your eyes are registering this gorgeous guy. Your ears could be hearing his fantastic voice. You're salivating, hopefully not, but maybe you are. And maybe you're able to breathe in his scent from even like a mile's distance. Who knows? But so your head feels good. And so if you look at this fantastic mansion, your eyes are taking it in and your head feels good. But your stomach is where you might have a sinking feeling where you know that, God, this guy is probably not even looking at me. He's so far out of my league. This mansion, I don't think I can do it. So that's where you start to feel this sinking feeling and your belly tells you, guess what? Get grounded, girl. This is not true and it's not going to happen. That's where you can use these affirmations into getting your stomach area into alignment with your head area, which is up in the clouds, and your stomach area is feeling all of this low vibrations, and you can get your stomach area aligned with your head, which is up in the cloud, and both of them start to work, and they kind of reach like a middle ground, and now they're in touch with each other. This whole area is in touch with each other, and you become a huge manifesting machine from the top of your head to your stomach and lower below, of course. You can now start to feel like this mansion. So we're closing our eyes now. We're thinking of this fantastic house that we've seen and how good it would feel to be in that mansion. Ooh, that feels good. And you start to breathe it in. And you're thinking to yourself, ooh, if I had this house, that's where I'm going to make my studio. And that's where I'm going to practice, have my gym, have all of these machines and barbells, and that's where I'm gonna have this treadmill. Then you can go to some other rooms and think of what you're going to do with each room. And when your stomach comes in and says, I'm sorry, we don't have enough money in the bank to do this, you can say, look, I'm not asking that you're going to go buy this right now. I'm just thinking about the day that hopefully someday I may be able to do it. So you introduce your dream and you introduce reality into your dream. Now your dream and your reality kind of work with each other. And you are now this very, very powerful manifesting machine that's going to go out into the world and make your dreams come true. That mansion is yours. It is yours. And if you can just little by little work on your affirmations so that every day you start to open up to the possibility that that mansion is yours, that business is yours, that business where you're making $6 million a year is yours, that business where you know that you can be a billionaire is yours. Something good is going to happen for you. And you start to feel it and you're allowing it. And it's only when your affirmations are way out of your belief system that your energy gets so scared about what you're going to do to her. Oh my God, what's going to happen? She's going to make me a billionaire. How am I going to do that? No. I can't even manage making $10,000 a month, $5,000 a month. How am I going to be a billionaire? And saying, no, I do not want that future. She won't even, your energy won't even tell you she doesn't want the future. She's just going to come up with so many blocks and obstacles that all of these things are going to find a very hard time coming to you. But if you come up with affirmations that just give it a tiny bit of a hope, a little bit of a positive affirmation, but not so big that your energy goes into this fear and shuts everything out completely, you're fine. And that's how you can work on your millions and you can work on your billions. And that's how you open up your world to this reality of good fortune coming to you. I live in Las Vegas. And the good thing for me is I could be anywhere doing anything and wearing my oldest clothes and just kind of chilling, having food in a restaurant. And somebody could just walk up to me out of the blue and say, you don't recognize who I am, do you? I'm so-and-so. And start talking to me, sit down, eat with me, start talking to me. People can just come to you and say that, look, I'm so-and-so and I want to be your friend. Do you want to be my friend? And this happens to me in Las Vegas a lot. I have this interesting conversation with you about life or about manifestation, about their stuff. And before you know it, they're telling you about their stuff. And your energy system, if it is aligned to all of these opportunities opening up to you, it's going to attract the best things possible. If you're a struggling actor, if you're a struggling model, not struggling, let me take the word out. Let me scratch the word struggling out. Scratch, cancel. If you want to become rich and famous, and if you want all of these things to happen to you, then when you have this bunch of affirmations that you can work on, which can take you step by step to where you want to be and get you aligned with all of these coincidences, synchronicities, all of these wonderful things that can happen to you. People literally walking up to you, wanting to shake your hand, just want to talk to you, be there for you. Then what happens is that your path to your success becomes easy. You really start to attract the kind of attention that you want to. You start to climb the ladder. You get to make fantastic contacts who can help you on your way to success. And using affirmations to open up your energy field to success is a wonderful way. Just remember that if the affirmation doesn't feel good to you, it's because your energy is conflicting. And so the affirmation has a hard time working. But if you can bring in an affirmation that is as to reality, but with a little bit of a dream in it, then what happens is your energy starts to get adjusted to your new reality. Your energy field starts to expand. Start to make all the contacts in the world. Start to invite all the money that you really want to invite. We are going into soulmate manifestation now, that which I call sex and love. Before that, we want to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music. So hold on tight. I'm coming back soon.
Yeah.
so seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you about how sprung I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. Girl, what we do. Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer on the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, sex and love. In a past show, I had this guest. Her name is Ray. We were talking about some fairy tales. Cinderella, she was talking about Sleeping Beauty. Somehow I had Snow White in my mind, and I could think Snow White, Snow White. Still, I was wondering why Snow White, and then I thought about it, and she's very, I think Snow White was more proactive, I think, in making things happen for her. She had a few adventures, and somehow Snow White sticks in my mind more than Sleeping Beauty. You know, life is a fairy tale. Life is a fairy tale. And all of these fairy tales are built on some level of truth. There are many princes out there, P-R-I-N-C-E-S, and there are princesses. Kings and queens. Thinking of the royalty and the fairy tales involving all of these characters can actually make us very, very happy because in our life, we do become a princess or a prince. Why should we lead ordinary lives? There's no need to do that, right? If you think about it, how good do you feel when you take a tiara and you put it on your head? I love doing that. I just love putting things on my head and wearing things, not all the time, but when I want to dress up, I don't wear a tiara on my head, but it feels wonderful to put one on, stand in front of a mirror, look at myself, and just feel good about myself. Feeling like a princess, feeling like a queen, feeling like an empress. The empress who owns everything. As far as your eyes can see, or even further, it's a wonderful feeling. Why do we have to lead mediocre lives? It doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing, what we do on a day-to-day basis does not matter. But there is a princess inside, and you can feel like a princess. Guess what? Your man, your soulmate, wants to feel like a prince. It's so important to think like that because a lot of women think that their soulmate, you know, they're good or bad or ugly or whatever it is, and they're men. Oh, so he's a man. But what if you think he's a prince? He's a fantastically good-looking prince. And it doesn't matter what he looks like. You need to think he's good-looking. you need to think he's royalty, and you need to think he's a prince, and you're his princess. And what's wrong with giving that person that status of being fantastic, being Prince Charming, of coming to you on his golden horse, sweeping you off your feet, taking you away on this journey on his horse? What's wrong with that? You can just feel so good when you fall in love. It's like, oh my God, there he is, and he looks so hot. He's just so cute. Oh my God, oh my God. Wow. What's wrong with that? I mean, what's wrong with feeling like that about the man that you like? There's nothing wrong about it. And he can look fantastic or he can look mediocre, but it's all in your eyes what you think of him. Just don't let your fears block him out. No, I had a couple of sessions that I did with a couple of women recently, and the women, they're in love with the guy. And then they're saying things like, he treats me like S-H-I-T. That's how he treats me. Oh, this man, he has no brain. I think he's got a mental problem. I think he has ADHD, or he's hyper, he's bipolar. I think this guy wastes all his money, and he drinks a lot, and he does this, and he does that, and blah, 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 blah. He just makes me sick to my stomach, and I feel bad, and blah, blah, blah. So fictitious Jane has reached that place where the man is irritating her, getting on her nerves. He's no longer the wonderful person that she thought he was. How are you going to manifest him? Clearly, this man is not going to feel like your prince. Clearly, he doesn't want to spend the rest of his life with you. You, in the sense, you and everybody else, fictitious Jane. Clearly, fictitious Tom doesn't want to spend time with fictitious Jane, because fictitious Jane is too busy getting sick over Tom in a bad way. And Tom is not her prince anymore. Forget manifesting him. Just forget it. You know what? Just keep it on the shelf and say, that's it. I'm done. To yourself, because what's the point now? Because this person has already become something that triggers all of the wrong signals in you. Right now, he's become a pain and not a pleasure. You know, all of the good dreams that you had about him is now nightmares. They've all converted to nightmares. You're hoping beyond hope that he's going to change. He can't change. It's going to be nearly impossible. Unless he gets hit on the head like Amy Schumer got hit in I Feel Pretty. He's just going to feel worse and worse, because he is not your king. He's not your prince. He's not the emperor. He's just somebody who gives you a real pain in the head. It's very important that if you've reached that place, please don't be there. You have to reverse, backtrack to the time when he was your prince. And that's where you can manifest joyfully, because your energy system, your belly area needs to feel excited about whatever it is that you're seeing in front of you. It needs to feel good. You need to feel good about the pizza that you're eating, otherwise your stomach's not going to handle it properly. You have to feel your juices moving in a good way. And you have to feel excitement and enthusiasm and all of these wonderful things. And that's when you can manifest joyfully. You can't manifest it if the man has now become a problem to you and you get irritated every time he opens his mouth. That's not joyful manifestation. And soulmate manifestation is not going to work well for you. It is very important that you stop feeling irritated about your man. It's very, very important. And then you can manifest him into your life. Do you feel excited still when you see his legs? Are those the greatest legs ever? Or, okay, fine, even if they're not the greatest legs, do you at least feel that, oh my God, they're so cute. I mean, he's so cute, and look at him in this t-shirt, and he just looks so hot. And, oh, I could see him walking around all day long. He's just so hot. This enthusiasm is very, very important for your soulmate manifestation to work, because the universe is responding to you. It's listening to you. And if the universe hears things like this, man, he just irritates me so much. My stomach is going This is how when people get irritated, they're like, I don't care anymore what he does. Then what happens is the universe is now thinking she doesn't want him. She doesn't like him anymore. And why should we bring this man to her when clearly she doesn't like him? Now, what happens is this person, your soulmate or the man that you like, is connected to you. And the universe and him are going to work together now to quickly get out of your life, which means that he's going to behave even worse. There's going to be some kind of a major thing that happens that will break you up. It's because he feels you don't want him on an energy level. He would know it on a practical level too, but his energy gets ready to give you a reason to never look in his direction again. That's when he's going to start cheating. That's when bad things are going to happen. It's going to accelerate. Things are going to get worse. It's very important that before you send these signals to the universe that you don't want this person, that you start to recreate the feelings of liking him again. Of course, it's your choice whether you want to pursue this or not, but this is how it really works. It's very important that your sexual energy with this person should be good. Otherwise, it's going to become a kind of a brother-sister situation or family, siblings. If you feel that getting a commitment, and this is where many women get stuck, they meet this person, they've hardly had a really, really change of attraction energy going on, and they've already got in their minds commitment. In this day and age, men don't want to commit immediately. And a lot of women don't want to commit immediately. If you're a man listening, then commitment is not the first thing that they're looking at. They're looking at chemistry. They're looking at how you feel about them. And a lot of people have watched a lot of movies. There's a lot of porn out there. A lot of men have been busy watching it. They have this idea in their head that they want something at least similar, something that makes them enthusiastic, if not porn, but something that makes them enthusiastic, someone that they have chemistry. If you go out there and right in the beginning and you're saying, I want a commitment and I'm going to show him chemistry only when, I'm not saying you have to sleep with the person, but at least give the feeling of being attracted. And if commitment is what you want from day one, then what happens is you're not letting the sexual energy in because you're so nervous. Your mind is on commitment. You're not allowing the sexual energy to come in between both of you and to play with both of you so that you and he can have this fun, happy interaction full of joy. If your soulmate feels that every time he calls you, it's going to be one sob story after the other and you're going to tell him all the problems in the world, he now becomes your shoulder to cry on. After he's done his duty of being a shoulder to cry on, he's going to stop wanting to talk to you. That's when the distance starts to build up. It is very important that all the sad stories be bundled up and be kept somewhere else. And you bring in the fun, joyful banter of sexual energy, joyful banter and sexual energy. To check your sexual energy and to see how you feel about sex, if it's giving you this bad feeling in the stomach or if you feel happy about it, listen to some of the songs that are there out there. And for example, this song, I think it's called My Neck, My Back. And if you listen to that song and the words in that song start to feel bad, it means that you're not as aligned to sexual words and sexual energy. But if you start to listen to it and they start to appeal to you, your energy starts to get aligned with sex. If you listen to some of these songs out there and you're able to kind of relate to them, it means you're getting into that place of being that sex goddess. All these words go into your energy field. They build up your sexual energy. And even when you're sleeping, if you've listened to these songs, they work in your energy field. Over time and very quickly, actually, you kind of become a sex goddess. Again, I said, this doesn't mean you need to sleep around. You can keep your principles with you, your morals, but at least allow the possibility of being a sex goddess to the man that you love. And all of these songs, like I told you, My Neck, My Back, these songs, they help you get aligned with that sexual energy. So now you have your love energy, you love this person, but you also have your sex energy fueling this love that you have. And your soulmate is going to feel very excited because his time with you now is fun, it's full of joy. You both have a fantastic sexual chemistry going between both of you. And both of you bring the fire, your spark and his spark, come together to create this huge flame. And you know what? Nobody can take your man away from you. No other woman can come in and take him away because he shares something with you that's very rare. Only you and he have it. And he knows that every time he wants it, he needs to come to you to feel that way. And that's how important your sex energy is in your love story. And that's how you get the man's commitment. He truly wants to commit to you because he really wants to be with you. That's what true commitment is. So we're at the end of our show. I got the warning sign. I need to sign off. We'll be talking again in a couple of weeks. I've enjoyed talking to you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it too. If you want to read Joyful Manifestation, you can get it on Amazon.com or any of these online retailers. I think many of them carry it. If you want to work with me, definitely reach out through joyfulmanifestation.com. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, wishing you a wonderful 2 weeks. Have a wonderful rest of the day.